Blog Talk Radio.
So, Riley, how was the first day of school?
Fine, I guess.
Did you guys pick up on that?
Sure did.
Something's wrong. Signal the husband.
What did she say?
Oh, sorry, sir. No one was listening.
Is it garbage night? We left the toilet seat. What is it, woman? What?
I'm Joy. This is sadness. That's anger.
What?
This is disgust. And that's fear.
Ah!
We're Riley's emotions. These are Riley's memories. They're mostly happy, you'll notice, not to brag.
I wanted to maybe hold one.
What happened? Sadness?
She did something to the memory.
Is everything okay?
I don't know.
Change it back, Joy!
I'm trying. Joy, no,
let's
wait.
Go!
The core memory!
No!
Can I say that curse word now?
What do we do now?
Nothing's working. Why isn't it working?
We have a major problem.
Oh, I wish Joy was here.
We can fix this. We just have to get back to headquarters.
That's long-term memory. You could get lost in there.
Think positive.
Okay. I'm positive you will get lost in there.
What was that?
Was it a bear?
There are no bears in San Francisco.
I saw a really hairy guy. He looked like a bear.
This place is huge.
Imagination Land?
No, what? Dream Production?
Rainbow Unicorn?
She's right there. I loved you in Fairy Dream Adventure Part 7. Okay, bye. I love you. You can't focus on what's going wrong. There's always a way to turn things around. It's broccoli.
Congratulations, San Francisco. You've ruined pizza.
Who's the birthday girl? Brain freeze!
Hang on! Finally, here we come!
Hello there. I have returned. And, excuse me, I have returned. And I'm here to talk about a movie. What movie is this? It is called Inside Out, the latest in the Pixar dynasty of movies. Now, it's been quite a while since Pixar put out a movie. Usually put one out a year. But last year, no Pixar. And even before that, they really haven't been putting out the quality of movies that Pixar is known for. The last good one, really good one, was probably Toy Story 3. The last original one they put out was WALL-E. And but since Toy Story 3, you know, they did put out Brave. And that was okay, but it wasn't great. And then they did Monsters University, which was a sequel. That was okay, too. But they also put out Cars 2. And that was god-awful. But now they've come back. And the newest movie is called Inside Out. Now, let's get to the stars. Your main stars is Amy Poehler. She plays a character named Joy. Phyllis Smith, she's from The Office, plays Sadness. Bill Hader plays Fear. Louis Black is Anger. Mindy Kaling is Disgust. Caitlin Diaz is the voice of Riley, which is the young girl this movie centers around. You have Diane Lane as a mom and Kyle McLaurin, as a dad. And you also have Richard Kine, and he plays a character called Bing Bong. Now that we got all the play is out the way, let me tell you about the movie itself. Okay. So, you have this child, Riley, and she's born to a couple of loving parents. And when her mind starts to form, immediately a personality of Joy is created. And so Joy's running this from inside this child. But when other emotions start to show up, like sadness and anger and disgust, well, now you have all these different emotions who fight for control over this child. And this child, for the most part, is happy. She's happy in her life. You know, she has friends. She has loving parents. She lives in a great place. And these emotions, they also take care of the memories that this girl stores throughout her life. And from the start, you discover, you know, when something good happens, a memory is formed. And, you know, they keep the memory safe until it's time to store them into long-term memory. And from time to time, there are core memories. And these core memories is what really makes up this child. So everything's fine until one day this family has to move from Minnesota to San Francisco. And this is a change to this child who basically was set in her life, but now she has to go through something new in life. And her different emotions don't know how to handle this, which sets off sadness. Now, there's always a struggle between Joy, who tries to run the place, and sadness, who wants more control. And everybody, you know, tries to keep her in the background, because when she gets involved with these emotions, then, you know, the child is sad. So, through a mishap, both Joy and sadness is separated from the rest of the emotions from the control center of this child's brain. And it's lost in the memory cycle. So now, what you see on the outside is this child going through changes, you know, of growing up and, you know, not being happy in her new surroundings. And because now that these emotions are gone from her temporarily, because they got to get back, the emotions that are left, you know, the disgust and the anger and the fear, but they don't really know how to run the ship. So you see the child act out in a way that, you know, most young children do when they get a certain age. And everybody has these emotions, because mostly you see through her, but at points you do see the emotions in some of the other people, like a parent, and, you know, like where Joy ran the ship for the most part and tried to keep everybody at bay. You see, in her parents, when you peek into their mind briefly, like a different emotions in charge, or they share like the responsibilities more because they're adults and they have a handle of their life where the child doesn't. Now, because Joy and sadness and these core emotions are no longer in the control center, what's going on inside this child is it's her world is falling apart. But you see what's in the real world as far as what she's going through. You know? Now, this is a really emotional film, okay? I've heard people put some descriptions to this that I didn't totally agree with. I don't agree with it. But I will say, you got to be prepared, because this film can make you sad. And it's not in a bad way, but it really gets emotional. You see this child go through her changes in life, you know, and trying to cope, and not having her full range of emotions in control, and it really runs havoc on this young woman. And, you know, certain emotions think they can run the show, but they're not equipped to it. And so they need Joy to get back. But Joy, who control center doesn't really know where sadness fits into all this, and it really would do anything to get sadness out of the picture, because you know, she thinks sadness is messing everything up. Now, Phyllis Smith, who voices sadness, I mean, if you watch The Office, her voice just fit this character to a T. And then you got Lewis Black, and if you've heard his comedy, you know he's an angry ball of a person. So him as anger works fine. Bill Hader as fear. And then as these characters trying to get back, you meet a character named Bing Bong, who's was his child's imaginary friend, who, of course, is kind of forgotten because, you know, when you're a kid, you have imaginary friends, but, you know, you grow up, you don't keep those imaginary friends, you know. Well, I can't lie. I still got one imaginary friend, and, you know, we've had an argument, and we're not talking right now, but, you know, one day we'll make up, so don't worry about me. I'll be fine. But Bing Bong's trying to help these two emotions get back. And, you know, being that Bing Bong is an imaginary character, doesn't completely understand what is real and what's not. And, you know, as they travel through this child's mind to get back to the control center, you come across different kingdoms that, you know, just through imagination this child has built up. And then at the same time, as a world is falling apart, because without these core memories, certain aspects of her life are just falling away into nothingness. So it's a real heart puller for the most part. As far as kids, I think kids will enjoy it, but maybe the very, very young won't get it as much. Of course, kids like cartoons, so they probably won't even pay attention to it. But, you know, I talked to a friend, and he didn't like the movie. And I was like, why? What's your problem? He's like, well, because he thought it was so sad. And I said, well, it worked. It was effective. It did what it was supposed to do. And I can understand, because, you know, everybody wants a cartoon to be happy, joy. But Pixar, what they do best is they tell a good story. And that's what they did in this movie. Told an excellent story, okay? And it makes sense in the end. And, of course, everybody discovers their place in the world. So I give this a highly recommended full price of a movie. We'll see this over and over again. Bravo to you, Pixar. You're finally back on track of making quality films, you know. Don't make no more car franchise movies. We don't want to see that. You know, because Disney proper has been beating you to the punch as far as great movies, you know, over the past 5 years. And you've been slipping, but now you brought it back. It's going to be hard to, you know, beat this movie out for best animated feature. And not to say that it can't be done, but it's like it's already a head start to how good this movie is, and whether anybody else can come along. And, you know, like the earlier anime movie I saw this earlier this year by DreamWorks just doesn't compare. And I love most DreamWorks films, but, you know, DreamWorks, they put out like 3 movies a year. One is great, one is okay, and one is bad. And the one earlier this year was just okay, but Pixar is just like knocked the home run out the park. People are gonna really enjoy this movie. So, yes, Inside Out. And let me get some more information for you before I go. Like, who directed this? You know, just gotta give people their credit. Okay. So, yes, it's directed by Pete Docter, and Rolando de Carmen is the co-director. Written by Pete Docter, Rolando de Carmen, and others, and It's a really, really good movie. So I'm not going to go any longer because it'd just be boring you. But I appreciate you supporting me and listening. And you can listen to my shows here at Blog Talk Radio, or you can find my show on Sundays at 5 p.m. on rantemradio.com or the Eureka Comic Book Show. And so until next time, take care and peace.